You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by Birmingham Southern head coach Brad Hodge. And coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Russell. Appreciate you.
Coach, last year the Panthers posted a 13-12 year, 7-9 SCAC play. Just talk about what your team learned throughout the course of last season.
Well, we were young. At that time we had 12 freshmen and 6 sophomores and no seniors. So we just learned through a lot of adversity. We had a tough travel schedule. We just learned the demands of what it's like to play in SCAC play and on the road. And we grew up. We went through a lot of maturation through that year, just learning to know each other, getting to know each other, learning personalities and idiosyncrasies and so forth. So we were able to survive for a winning season, but we've tried to set our goals a little bit higher than that this upcoming season.
You know, Coach, last year the Panthers were second in the league in scoring offense, averaging 72 points per contest. Just talk about how you continue that trend again this season.
Well, that's interesting. We were trying to create more offense, trying to create more opportunity to score for ourselves. Consequently, I think defensively, I don't know where we were in the league off the top of my head, but we probably weren't second in the league there. What we try to see if we can do a better job this season from last year is continue to score, improve our offense efficiency, maybe not as many shot attempts per game, but cut down on turnovers and get more efficient in scoring, and then just do a better job of defending each possession in each game versus our opponents. Try to eliminate the pressure of having to score more by improving our defense.
Huge sophomore class, Coach. Just talk about the way the Panthers will benefit this year from getting experience from a lot of freshmen that got some minutes last year and now being a year older as sophomores.
Well, it's been refreshing for us as a coaching staff to finally have a season where there's not so many freshmen newcomers. Over the last couple of years through our transition, we've had large incoming classes, and this year we do not. We only have one freshman and then 2 transfers. So that is just been an enjoyment to start with that large group that's got game experience, got practice experience. They understand the expectations of college basketball and the demands of, the academic side as well. There's a lot more encouragement versus discouragement on their part, and the competitiveness is rising. A lot of high school players don't understand what you have to do daily to compete for playing time, and we did not foster that very well, and so we're trying to improve that. But our competitors have been really good. They respond to challenges. They're conforming to demands and very receptive to teaching and new ideas. But what we can do is advance faster with new ideas versus in the past. It was, it almost felt like you had to, take them through baby steps to get there. But we expect a lot out of them. But, everybody that's back, and we have our top 6 production producers, and our top 5 scorers, top 3 rebounders, and 5 stars that finish the season all return. So it's we went through some trials and errors and tribulations last year to develop, but it's really been refreshing so far to start with so much retention.
You know, Coach, you mentioned the transition. You have 2 seniors on this team, and Caitlin Wilson and Jamie Key. Just talk about what the 2 of them have meant to this program, especially when they entered their program their freshman year. They knew they weren't going to have a chance to compete for an SCAC title or an NCAA bid, but took a chance to really help try and rebuild this program and get it to the point that it is today.
I can't say enough about what they've done through their commitment, their determination through the process. There's only 2 remaining of that incoming class that fall of 07. We originally had 8, and there are only 2, and they've stuck it out, stayed committed, stayed strong. They've seen a lot, been through a lot, with nothing to play for at the end of the year other than just personal satisfaction of self goals and team goals for that particular season. But for them to do it and stick it through says a lot about them, and it will carry over. They may not get a championship opportunity postseason throughout their career, but they'll be champions later in life because of their commitment and their determination. And both of them are going to be great professionals in their chosen fields. And so I know they'll be leaders in that regard. And, whatever develops through their economic issues as professionally, they've been through tougher times. What we're hoping that they can take us now is springboard us into the future of the program, although they won't get to play postseason, but the next season we'll have at least have the opportunity. And so hopefully they'll help carry us springboarding that year. They'll be the only class that's ever played here to never play postseason. We only had 11 seasons of women's basketball program, and four seasons have had postseason play. But they'll be the only class that's never done that. So hopefully they'll at least say that they'll be the torch bearers that we put that program into newer standings, higher standings. So, but again, that's kind of small scale what they've done, just their commitment and being trying to be leaders on and off the floor. And each has their own leadership skills, but trying to be there and for us to lean and count on them when times have been tough. Great people, and certainly proud that they're still with us.
Coach, last year the Panthers were third in the conference in offensive rebounding, crashing the offensive boards, averaging just over 15 rebounds on the offensive end per game. Talk about the importance of those second chance efforts that creates, and how you guys, you know, again look to continue to crash the offensive boards.
Well, especially if you don't have a high shooting percentage, it has to be an emphasis. When we took a lot of shot attempts last year, gave us more opportunities to get some offensive boards. We're still going to try to continue to try to get the extra ones. And what our emphasis is that we're not going to make every shot we'd like to, but we can go get the extra one by just being active around the boards. Adding to that is hopefully we do a better job with the defensive end that's not providing second opportunities. I think Paul is one of the best I've ever seen of doing that on both ends of the floor, is winning that rebounding game. And hopefully we can improve in those areas. But offensive rebounding was a key, because just getting that second, third chance. And it takes a lot of effort to do that. And it's really, they get encouraged when they know to get that. So hopefully we'll keep that at a high level. But again, protecting the defensive board is another area of emphasis for us.
Coach, as a team last year, you guys shot under 70% from the free throw line. Just talk about how you try and go in improving that this season.
We've had so many psychologists come in here, and that still hasn't worked. So it's interesting, because this team can shoot well. Maybe youth and inexperience played a part. You just try not to harp on it as much. I mean, we're going to do it. We're going to talk about it in practice. But just developing the strength and the character and the confidence is just something to make a free throw. It's just, we've tried to add to the fact that if somebody fouls you, it's penalize them. They don't reward them for fouling us. And so just put it in more into a penalty aspect of that we're, it's an advantage to get to the free throw line. Let's use it versus not being a liability.
Again, you're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by Birmingham Southern head coach Brad Hodge. And coach, what's been the biggest surprise you've seen from your girls the start of preseason so far?
That's probably in a twofold area. One is their commitment to compete. And I think we've done a better job is trying to put a premium on, it's just not everybody's going to get to play. Putting a level of a stake there to get you, you've got to earn your playing time. I don't know if we've done as good of a job of that previously. So they've responded very well to that. So their competition, we have to be very careful. Some of our drills, it can get really physical, and so, which is good, but we just got to know where that line's at. I think the other aspect that is watching this team mature and grow from where we have been with some of them as personally and athletically, where they've grown and matured. We've tried to put a little more emphasis in, just eliminate the complaining, eliminate the problems. Don't dwell on it. The more you complain, the more things you find to complain about. And just recognize whatever issues there are in life, you got to step up and find a solution and keep getting better. And they've really done a tremendous job responding to that. Sure, there's going to be some things that are going to develop, but figuring out the ways to find solutions rather than viewing it as a negative aspect. And we've seen a lot here through our transition to complain about and feel bad about, but the world's not going to stop because we feel bad for ourselves. So the way they've matured with that, in addition to their competitiveness, it's been really fun. It's been enjoyable. It's rewarding and it's encouraging every every day to go. You know, as we develop practice plans, we don't have to worry about having trying to find ways to motivate them through. They respond very well to that.
Coach, sophomore forward Alex Adams had a tremendous freshman year. She averaged 12.2 points and 6.4 rebounds per contest. Just talk about the way you've seen her grow and mature as a player and what you expect to see from her on the floor this season.
Well, we're going to put more on her, more in the sense that, you know, she got us 12 and 6. A lot of it is maybe because she didn't draw as much attention early on. So as she's developed that notification from other teams, they're going to develop more in scout preparation for her. So we try to challenge her to do things more without the ball, you know, doing a better job setting screens, being active without the ball. She's tremendously skilled one-on-one with the ball in her hands. We've got to see if she can be more active off the ball in a way, you know, trying to find ways to get herself open and get her teammates open. You know, the 12 points a game is one that, you know, that's okay. We're telling her she can go get more rebounds. There's no excuse for 6 rebounds. You know, and some nights she would get us 8, 10, 11 rebounds, but the other night she was not as active on the boards. There's no excuse with her ability to, you know, her size and her athletic ability, she can go be more active on the boards. And so we're trying to challenge her there, knowing that she's going to draw a lot of attention from our opponents, and deservedly so. And hopefully she can help be mentally tough when that happens, and the rest of her team will provide support when those nights come.
Coach, the SCAC provides a number of challenges. Just talk about the difficulty of navigating through the SCAC schedule and what makes this league so competitive.
It's always interesting to hear every coach talk when they talk about their conference play. We're in the toughest league in America. So it's kind of relative. But I truly believe we play in one of the toughest women's basketball leagues in our division. You just can't afford a night off. What's even more interesting going in this year is that, you know, from the west side, there's 40 coaches. So the element of the unknown is there. And for us east opponents, we only get that one opportunity. So we really got to be well prepared when those nights arrive versus our east opponents. You know, in our own division, I mean, what DePaul has done traditionally through the years is just phenomenal. And so, you know, they may have graduated some. It's just like they just keep coming. They keep coming at you. You just cannot, and we've proven that over the years. You know, we've lost some games where we just didn't come well prepared, and the, you know, opponents put it to us. But we've had nights where we played well and have done some good jobs and been very successful. But we have two national champions within the last 2 years out of our league. We've had over the Final Four. We have traditionally had two. I think last year may have been the first where we didn't have multiple teams, you know, playing postseason. But this year we've got several teams with a lot of returning players. It's a very demanding league, no doubt. So anybody say they have a tougher, I'd bring it into question. That alone, with the demands of travel, you know, going through, you could possibly go through, you know, 3 time zones, and going through all 7 states playing everybody. So the travel alone is more of a Division I travel schedule, which is great. It's great for our players to get to see that and experience that, but it can become a physical load for them as well, adding to their academic demands.
Coach, I know just one freshman and 2 transfers. Talk about the incoming new faces you have on this team, how they've adjusted to the Southern program, and do you feel like you have some girls that can really make a difference and an impact on this team this year?
Well, of the newcomers, we had one that was in volleyball, so she's just now getting to us. But the Christian Moody is our other newcomer, who's a transfer, who we actually recruited out of high school, was not as successful, but she decided to stake involved in the recruiting process and stay committed to us. And so we've got her here with us now, and then Elizabeth Bromersky is our other one, who will be a freshman. She's going to be able to get some contributions. She's the lone freshman. She's the rookie in that regard that does not have any college experience. So her acclimation will be a little bit slower, and we won't have to thrust her into some stuff. But, you know, right now for sure, Christian Moody is going to be the one that's going to really make an impact for us. It'll be immediate. It'll be seen. Her leadership, her vocalism, is just outstanding. Her energy, it's just, we can't say enough, and that's why we liked her out of high school. And then Elena Smith is the one that's with us from volleyball. Once she's and it's unfortunate she's behind several weeks because she's got the tools. It may take her till January before she's where she needs to be, getting caught up. But she's certainly she's another one we recruited out of high school as well. She's got a chance to be a really good player for us by the end of this season. So we're excited about that because that's two pieces that we need. We needed to add to keep building, and they're going to help us, and we're excited. But our returnees, and again, we have five starters returning, so it's not like we've got a hole to fill with a graduating or a departure.
Coach, talk about what, you know, for our listeners out there, what they can expect to see from Coach Hodge's led basketball team.
We're going to be just trying to be plain vanilla, and we tell our team that. We don't have to be special. We don't have to do a lot of trick plays. Don't have to do a lot. If we have enough talent, if we can just be solid in certain areas, we'll at least have an opportunity to win. And that's, you know, defending, rebounding, and take care of the basketball. Those are three things that we can take care of. You don't have to have a tremendous ability to score to do those three areas. And that's what we try to focus on better. I think through our transition, me personally, I tried to be more accommodating and adjust, playing a little bit faster, and it just didn't really fit me in a comfort level. As I, you know, sat down at the end of that last season, we want to get back to some roots of just being better on the defensive end and, you know, protecting the basket and just being solid on the offense end. Because again, we got the talent, we just got to get them play at a higher level, at a high level each night. Without, you know, just being careless. So hopefully we're going to be better in those areas. Not promised, but that's our attempt, and I think they'll be pleased with that. We may not get, you know, 100 points at all, for that matter, but, you know, hopefully at the end of the night, at least we got the one extra point on our end.
Finally, Coach, just talk about the goals you guys have for the 2010-11 Panthers and what you and your coaching staff have really been working hard at, two or three things in order to get the girls prepared and ready to come the start of the season.
Our commitment through the off season was just stay focused on the vision, stay focused on the plan, put a goal out there and stay focused on that. Don't lose sight of what's in front of you, what's available. Everybody has things in their lives that are, you know, can distract them. And we try to say, don't let distractions blur your vision. And, you know, this program has not had a 20-win season. We hope that we can do that. We've got a tough schedule to possibly – we got to be really good a lot of nights to have a chance. So whether that's possible or not, I don't know. We may have a better team. May not see it in the results because our schedule's very demanding this year. But trying to improve that area, trying to get where they're more encouraged to come out and work and find solutions when things happen versus complaining about it and just feel, you know, developing the woe is me. And hopefully get this program to where when we enter the 11-12 season, we feel comfortable that we've got a chance to be, you know, a conference contender. And they've done a really good job of that. But it's just improving our maturity, helping them mature as individuals and as athletes. And yeah, so far we see it well. And it's going to be when we have that tough night, when somebody really puts it to us, how do we respond? And that's, you know, as those things, anybody be good when things are good. How good are you when things go bad and see how we respond there. I see it so far, but we'll have to wait till that day arrives and see if we've made those steps.
Birmingham Southern head women's basketball coach Brad Hodge again. The Panthers open up their 2010-11 campaign at home November 20th in the battle against Rose Holman for the Sheridan Classic. Coach, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you. You too, Russell. Appreciate you guys.